Good morning, I'm Linda Wertheimer. Back in the day, 1789, George Washington himself presented a copy of the Bill of Rights to the state of North Carolina, one of 13 copies delivered to the original states. In 1865, a Union soldier liberated it. It turned up in Connecticut in the hands of an antique dealer, who eventually gave it up. The document was returned to North Carolina by U.S. Marshals. They required the governor to sign a receipt. This is Morning Edition.